This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day in which the very much heralded historian and prognosticator, a very accurate predictor in presidential elections going all the way back to 1984, and one of the very few guys who actually predicted that Trump would win back in 2016, he received a gift from Trump after that race. The historian's name is Alan Lichtman. And the gift he received, of course, was an autographed photo of Donald Trump. He is saying that when Trump reads about his predictions this time, he may not be sending him any photos or any gifts or any rewards, because he believes that with all of the positive polling that Trump is getting right now and expected to do extremely well on Super Tuesday and to basically be done with Nikki Haley and any pretense of Republican resistance to the MAGA direction of the party, that with all of that happening, there are still advantages that Biden has, including the advantage of incumbency. And by the way, for people who are expecting that Biden is going to get up there and give a State of the Union address that is pathetic and where he mangles words and he mangles sentences, first of all, there have been a series of really very embarrassing gaffes by President Trump in terms of trying to get his words out the way they're supposed to get out. In fact, here, this just takes a moment. He was speaking at a recent rally in North Carolina and talking about energy and talking about Saudi Arabia and Russia. And they had put the music on in the background because he was just wrapping up. But Trump just lost control. It sounded like this. This is clip 11.
That just recently heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will be reducing.
Okay. Yeah, and if somebody wants to help translate that, it's a little bit difficult. Here's that clip again.
We are a nation that just recently heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will be reducing.
Will be reducing, and the sighing is strange. But then again, you're talking about somebody who's 78 years old, and it's again, if somebody could put together a collection of Biden flubs intercut with Trump flubs, it could be entertaining. Speaking of entertaining, there is a big new entertainment venture just recently announced and confirmed. Peacock is hoping to bring in viewers with the launch of its original documentary on Stormy Daniels. This just ahead of the trial announcing... basically trying to deal with her alleged involvement with President Trump, of which she's pretty enthusiastically denied. In any event, the porn star made national headlines when it was revealed that Trump lawyer Michael Cohen had paid her $130,000 to keep quiet about her alleged affair, which apparently lasted one night, with the former president. Stormy is directed and produced by Emmy-nominated Helmer Sarah Gibson, best known for her work on documentary films and series, including Netflix's Orgasm Incorporated, The Story of One Taste, which she directed, and Britney vs. Spears, which she produced. From reporters to lawyers to politicians, many have attempted to define Stormy Daniels. Have you seen a lot of attempts out there to define Stormy Daniels? That is the doc's official description. Stormy tells the unvarnished truth about an unlikely American icon, this time in her own words. Would she be a surprise pick for vice president? I think that's extremely, extremely unlikely. With all of this going on, there's also embarrassments that come up in the world of entertainment. And one of them involves, and it's just a riddle for me to some extent, a Good Morning America host named Amy Robach has apologized for using an outdated racial term on air. Now, I'm not even sure I can say the racial term that she used, but what she claims is she meant to use the term people of color, which is okay. But if you reverse the orders of the word, it's not okay. We all know that Hollywood has received recent and quite a bit of criticism for casting white actors in what one might assume should be a role reserved for, and then Robach said the word, CP. Said during a segment about Zendaya's role as Mary Jane in the upcoming Spider-Man reboot, Robach issued a mea culpa after receiving instant backlash. Robach told the Associated Press that she meant to use the term people of color. She called the incident a mistake and said, "It's not at all a reflection of how I feel or speak in my everyday life." This is not the first time that Zendaya has been the target of racially charged comments. Is it racially charged to have gone back to... you're allowed to say the NAACP. That stands for the National Association for the Advancement of, dare I say it, colored people. That's what's in the name of the nation's premier civil rights organization. This is not the first time Zendaya has been the target of racially charged comments. Juliana Rancic came under fire last year for a remark she made during the E! Fashion Police segment on the Oscars about Zendaya's hairstyle choice. "The hair to me on her is making her a little more boho, like I feel she smells like patchouli oil or weed," Rancic said. The idea that it's okay and appropriate to say people of color, either way, it's kind of an offensive idea, isn't it? If you're going to define people by their skin shade, whether you call them that old, outmoded, embarrassing, you'll have to apologize for even saying it, term, or whether you're saying people of color, which is acceptable. Isn't it also reductionist? Isn't it basically trying to define people based upon their complexion? Which, again, is something that one would hope that Americans would have moved away from definitively. Meanwhile, there is also a controversy that has just burst out involving Hollywood. We will get to it. Why? Because they're planning a movie called Civil War. Some of the greatest movies ever made were politically incorrect, but about the Civil War. Birth of a Nation, Gone with the Wind. No, it's not that Civil War. Which one is it? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show. why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's Super Tuesday. It has been described also as the day of Nikki Haley's last stand. And when you think of last stand, you always think of George Armstrong Custer, yellow hair, as he was known, with the streaming blonde hair, guns in both hands, standing over his dead horse. And about it's not a good image for association with Nikki Haley. in one of the more notorious defeats in the history of the United States Army. Meanwhile, speaking of on-air slips, there's several of them that are worth following up on. One involved Jake Tapper, and he actually reported something about Donald Trump that he later had to try to explain away or apologize. What did Jake Tapper of CNN say about President Trump? Well, listen, clip two.
Right. The Colorado Supreme Court, of course, wasn't saying, however partisan people might have thought the decision was. Their official explanation was not they didn't like Donald Trump. They said he participated in an erection. And I have to, an insurrection, and I have to say I got up at 5 this morning to do Casey Hunt's show, and I'm exhausted. So when Trump was impeached for the insurrection, most Republicans in Congress said, no, this is not for Congress to decide, this is for courts. But now the Colorado Supreme Court weighs in, and the U.S. Supreme Court says, no, this is for Congress. So I guess, what do you say to the people out there who wonder, is the 14th Amendment even supposed to be taken seriously?
Again, that's for lawyers to decide. I think that, you know, the Supreme Court wasn't there to decide whether it was an insurrection or not. They were there to decide whether someone could be taken off the ballot like that. And I think that they made the right decision when they said, let the people decide and let it go from there. I think that was right.
Okay. Again, straight and good answer, and not coming back to mistake that he made in talking about what Trump had participated in. Speaking of mistakes, there's also, every once in a while, there's a man on the street interview that gets people's attention because somebody out there, and this was in North Carolina, which is one of the big primary states today, partially because they have primary elections for the governor's race, where the Roy Cooper, who is considered to be part of the future of the Democratic Party, he's a relatively moderate Democrat, and he's term limited. So their governor's race is open. But when they're talking about the presidency with MSNBC, the as yet unidentified man of the street, but perhaps someone who speaks for millions, had this to say about the presidential race.
Hey, Haley, did you ever consider her?
You know, what I got to say, you don't really want to put it on.
Let me hear it!
Well, the woman's not going to be a good president. She has no balls to scratch. She's just going to scratch her head. All the woman's good for in my book is having babies and taking care of the house. That's the old thing, you know, but I'm old school.
So you never even considered her?
No.
Mainly because she's a woman?
Because she's female. I mean, females, don't take me wrong, females know what they're doing, but they still got to have a little bit of guidance. Trump would be the one to guide her through that.
The women need a little bit of guidance. I believe that was the word he was looking for. It's the first time I heard it, I thought that he was saying they need to have a little bit of guy in it. But no, he's talking about guidance. And then there's this other media controversy where the upcoming release of A24's Civil War, which is a new movie, during a contentious presidential election year, comes amid worry about the prospect of an actual civil war, or at least real-life political violence, and has some questioning the movie's timing. The film, from acclaimed writer-director Alex Garland, the maker of Ex Machina, imagines a near-future dystopia where the United States has been torn apart under the authoritarian rule of a three-term president, played by Nick Offerman. The story follows a journalist, Kirsten Dunst, as she makes her way across this freshly divided states of America. The Civil War hasn't yet been seen by media or audiences. The world premiere is next week at Southwest Film and TV Festival. So criticism of its content is particularly premature and, at minimum, lacks context. The film's trailer suggests Civil War isn't some obvious left-wing, right-wing polemic. This, according to The Hollywood Reporter, given that Texas and California are allies in its fictional conflict. Still, after the January 6th riots that attempted to decertify the 2020 presidential election and the likelihood of a Joe Biden-Donald Trump rematch, some find it impossible not to see the movie as a pointed commentary on our current divisive times, regardless of its fictional premise, and question whether its release is appropriate 7 months before the presidential election. You remember the movie Red Dawn? I mean, that was at a controversial time that we were worried about nuclear war with the Russians. And that was a film about a Russian takeover where the resistance to the invading Russians was in a small Colorado town. And partially they were upset that they were playing Russian movies, Alexander Nevsky in particular, in the local movie theater. The idea of another American Civil War happening today actually keeps me up at night, wrote one reader on an American Civil War subreddit. This is a movie that I want to keep far away from, even if it is based on a political scenario so far removed from our own. I just do not want to entertain the notion of something so horrible. Okay, fair enough. He's right. It would be beyond belief horrible. The crazy thing about this is what's scary is not the movie. It's that there are real people out there, and by the millions, who talk about the inevitability of some kind of civil war or secession by one state or another. More on this Super Tuesday about who emerges intact from this voting splendor. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
MedVet doesn't behave himself. You can't reason with him. He's opinionated and you can't tell him that he's wrong.
This is the Michael MedVet Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Meta has issued an apology for an outage that disrupted access to Facebook, Instagram, and associated services like Threads and Facebook Messenger Tuesday morning. Spokesman confirmed a technical glitch was responsible for the disruption, and it has been resolved. Late fees on credit cards are now capped at $8 as part of the Biden administration's broader effort to eliminate unnecessary fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau projects this new regulation will save families over $10 billion annually. A Los Angeles man is suing a luxury Las Vegas resort, alleging he was stung by a scorpion while asleep at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower on December 26th. He claims he was stung 3 or 4 times in the testicles, causing excruciating pain. The lawsuit states that months later, he's still grappling with medical problems. Additionally, the man says the resort failed to offer compensation for his hotel room. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And on the Michael Medved show, an email that came in from a Christian who lives in Southern California, and that's the whole point of his email. Christian says, as a conservative to moderate in California, I'm not entirely sure how to vote in my home state. By the way, considering the recent elections in California, I share your distress, Christian. He continues, I may just go for the Republican candidates, but I haven't had much time to research them in depth. I don't know how knowledgeable you are about who, what's on our ballots, but I always found you to be the most trustworthy source of these kind of things. I just hope my vote actually matters in California. Well, it very much matters in the most important high-profile race in California, other than the presidential race, and that's the race for the United States Senate seat held for so many years by Dianne Feinstein. And what is amazing in California is that there is a real chance for a Republican to clear the primary. And in recent Senate races and a bunch of recent statewide races, because you have what's called a jungle primary, you can vote for Republican, for Democrat, and it's just whoever gets the highest vote totals, the two candidates who get the most votes. So you can have, as they've had in California on several occasions, two Democrats running for the same Senate seat. The last time that Dianne Feinstein was running for re-election for U.S. Senate, her opponent was also a Democrat. But this time, Steve Garvey, who was a heck of a first baseman, he's not the most impressive politician in the world, but it would be so healthy for California to have a real race between Adam Schiff, who is the very likely going to get the most votes. And he's the congressman who pursued and sort of quarterbacked the first Trump impeachment. And Adam Schiff, particularly on foreign affairs, is somebody who I think would be a welcome voice in Washington, because he believes in NATO and he believes in support for Ukraine and he believes in American defense. He's somebody who is more sympathetic in that regard. So a race between Adam Schiff and Steve Garvey. Now, Steve Garvey's been running a strange campaign. He hasn't been great in the debates. He doesn't have a lot of political experience. His experience is in Major League Baseball. He has a number of personal failings in terms of his personal life. But still, if I were voting in California, I would vote for Steve Garvey just to make sure that there is a Republican versus Democratic a challenge, at least in the Senate race that is happening there. And I think as people know, when you talk about who you're voting for and who's on the ballot and who's a possibility in California, I would vote and urge you to vote for Nikki Haley, because I think that her more traditional Reaganite Republican point of view, and where else other than California would it be more appropriate to honor the tradition of Reagan conservatism? Meanwhile, this breaking news from CNN, New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez was indicted today on a dozen new criminal charges related to a years-long bribery scheme involving the governments of Egypt and Qatar. The new charges come days after one of the New Jersey businessmen who was previously indicted alongside Menendez, his wife Nadine Menendez, and two others agreed to plead guilty and to cooperate with the investigation. Among the new charges in the superseding indictment are conspiracy, obstruction of justice, public official acting as a foreign agent, bribery, extortion, and honest services wire fraud. I'm not really familiar with that charge of honest services wire fraud. I would think it would be, if it's wire fraud, probably dishonest services. But in any event, Menendez had faced four counts of conspiracy to commit bribery, conspiracy to commit honest services fraud, conspiracy to commit extortion under color of official right, and a conspiracy for a public official to act as a foreign agent. The new charges add the underlying so-called substantive crimes to the conspiracy charges. Okay, this is for a guy who, this is a second round. The last time he was put on trial for similar charges, for basically taking bribes, was the essence of it, he was able to get a hung jury. And so they fell short of having all 12 members of the jury vote for his conviction, so he continued in the Senate. But he right now already has a bunch of Democratic and some credible Republican opposition, and this is another long-shot chance for Republicans to pick up a long-standing Democratic seat. There are a number of chances like that where that could happen. It could happen in Ohio. Could happen in Montana with John Tester. This is a very strong map for Republicans, and their chances, the Republicans, of taking over the United States Senate and taking it over by winning four or five seats. I think those chances are excellent for the Republican Party. Meanwhile, there is also the information that the billionaire NBA owner Mark Cuban said he voted for Nikki Haley in the GOP primary in Texas, but he would vote for Biden over Trump in November. if they were having his last wake and it was him versus Trump and he was being given last rites, I would still vote for Joe Biden. That's what Mark Cuban had to say. By the way, there are a bunch of other people who are saying something like that. With all of the good news for Trump in terms of the polling, there is this story from the Sun Sentinel in Florida. And the Sun Sentinel reports that polling released on the eve of voting in 15 states with the Super Tuesday primary shows former President Donald Trump remains the overwhelming choice of likely Republican primary voters as he continues cruising toward his party's 2024 presidential nomination. Still, the poll that came out today from Florida Atlantic University shows more than a quarter of Republicans who said they plan to vote in one of Tuesday's primaries said they do not plan to vote for Trump. And this is the part that is really very significant. There are differences across the 15 states holding Super Tuesday primaries. Trump generally performs best in the South, not quite as strongly on the coasts, the upper Midwest, and the mountain states. But there's nothing in the Florida Atlantic University poll to suggest anything other than widespread Trump victories. But what it does show, however, is the poll asked people, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, who said they aren't voting for Trump in November. Why? And there were two central reasons people cited for their intentions not to vote for him in the fall. What were those reasons? We will get to that. And the surprise punchline that makes this poll very much worth our attention. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
Medhead number one here.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To discuss with you, you have to calm down first.
This,
are you calm?
Is the Michael Medved Show.
And talking about this Florida Atlantic University poll, and it's not a poll of Florida, it's a poll of all of the 15 states that are part of this Super Tuesday, Super Spectacular Lollapalooza of an election day. And it turns out that of the people who are planning to vote in the Republican primaries across the country, shows an overwhelming win for Donald Trump over Nikki Haley, but some very bad news for Donald Trump about what happens in November. If people maintain their intentions, one out of seven Republicans who are planning to vote in the primaries say they won't vote for Trump in November. They're going to vote for somebody else. And they asked why not, and there were all sorts of reasons that people gave for why they are not planning to vote for Trump in November. But the most common ways, the answers they gave, is the way Trump conducts himself personally was cited by 21%. And among Democrats, 31% cited his presidential performance. Among Republicans, it was more common to cite his personal behavior. The exact question is, why are you not voting for Donald Trump? And we will see, and again, it's fairly sophisticated, some of the coverage, and I think it's appropriately sophisticated. People are looking at these elections that are coming up in state after state after state, and making the point, and they're right, that the way that the numbers stack up, how strong the Nikki Haley alternative is, that will determine whether she continues in this race. I think she wants to. And I think she wants to for all of the reasons that people have talked about before. You have no idea what's going to happen with Trump. He has legal proceedings coming up, Supreme Court decisions coming up. Look, it'll be a blow against Trump if, as expected, the court votes, I think they'll vote unanimously, to deny his claim that a president is automatically immune from any prosecution after he leaves the presidency, if what he is alleged to have done, even if it broke the law, if he can claim it was part of his job as president, which is a very subjective question, of course, that he will be immune from any prosecution. When that case comes up, will people continue to look at President Trump's legal battles as such a source of strength? There was another person on the street, on MSNBC, and there was a woman on the street in Texas, and they were asking her who she's planning to vote for. And here was her answer.
The stronger voice, which might be a little quieter, is Nikki Haley. It's the voice of reason, not the voice of treason.
A voice of reason, not the voice of treason. probably a catchy campaign slogan at some point for somebody. Chris Sununu is on the road on behalf of Nikki Haley, and certainly he's trying to do his best to keep her campaign alive. And he spoke very directly about what's happening today on Super Tuesday, and said that what Nikki Haley is doing is what America wants her to do. This is Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, clip 12.
She's doing what America wants her to do, which is like to keep fighting, to keep making sure that folks have a choice. So I get it that, again, now that the RNC is effectively co-opted by Trump's people, Trump has to spend all this money on his legal fees. He's not able to go out and do the retail campaigning, but that doesn't mean you just pack it in. It's not just a small alternative candidate. This is Nikki Haley with a resume of being governor, of being within the United Nations, of being incredibly likable. That allows a lot of the independents to come on board. And most importantly, she wins big in November. Not just barely wins, but wins big, which means that the entire party wins. All these other races win. And that's the electability that America really needs to see from the Republican Party. We haven't had it in a while, but Nikki can deliver it.
Okay, it's a good case, and strongly made by Chris Sununu. On the other side of things, the idea is that Republicans for years have been trying to build the politics of addition. In other words, you build a successful majority party and you win governorships and Congress and the presidency by adding people to your party, not by throwing them out. But that is something that apparently the new co-chair of the Republican Party, designated by her father-in-law, Donald Trump, Lara Trump, the wife of Eric Trump, his son, she is going to be the new co-chair of the Republican National Committee. And here's what she said she's going to focus on in that position. This is clip 13.
I can assure you there will be no funny business. Anyone who is not on board with seeing Donald Trump as the 47th president and America-loving patriots all the way down the ticket being supported by the RNC is welcome to leave, because we are not playing games and we have no time to waste. So we have to ensure that every single penny of every dollar donated goes to the causes people care about. That's part of the reason that I think I'm such a great fit for this. There's no one more loyal to Donald Trump and the Make America Great Again movement than this person you're looking at right here, than me.
Okay, wait a minute. When you're talking about all the money that comes in that people are contributing goes to the things that people care about, will that be helping to defend him on the hush money from for porn stars trial that is coming up? And I believe they've already provided about $50 million to help Donald Trump pay his legal fees. What about some of the $83 million for E. Jean Carroll, and then another $363 million that for the New York fraud trial. Is that the kind of thing we're going to try to get people to pay for? Is that the way that you build a party? Really? President Reagan used to talk about the big tent. President Johnson always said it's better if you have a big tent and people are, well, this is Lyndon Johnson, you'll pardon me. He said it's better if you have people inside the big tent where they're peeing out the door rather than people outside peeing in on you. So, meanwhile, there's a member of the Republican National Committee who floated two draft resolutions this weekend that would bar the committee from paying former President Trump's mounting legal fees and ensure that it stays neutral in the GOP primary race, what's left of it. The resolutions, shared by Henry Barber, an RNC member from Mississippi, were first reported by the Dispatch and come as speculation surrounds Trump's influence on the committee before a 2024 nominee is officially chosen. There's also this claim. Well, we will get to it because there is much more. We're going to be speaking next hour to Matt Lewis of the Daily Beast, who has written an imaginative piece about what Nikki Haley should say to the American people. I would say, okay, Matt, we're going to talk about that, but I also want to ask him what Joe Biden should say to the American people. He has a big speech coming up, but there's a Republican leader, and it's hard to believe, who says that Republicans should stop Biden from delivering the State of the Union address. It's in the Constitution. No one's ever been stopped from delivering the State of the Union address. I mean, Thomas Jefferson started the tradition of just turning it in as a document rather than actually delivering it, but he's shy about speaking in public. This is an important issue coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.